Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Jesus. Amen. I tell you, without the Lord on my side, I know I wouldn't be sitting here today during this broadcast. So I just thank God that he came into my life when he came into my life, and that he snatched me right out of the hands of the devil and snatched me from the pit of hell. And that's right. I said it. I gave my testimony right. Yes, I did. The devil is a liar. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. And all of us listening, all of us here today can say, we never would have made it. Some of the stuff that we've been through, some of the hell that we have been through, we would not have made it if God had not been on our side, if God did not have a plan. So I thank God for Jesus on today. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Well, that wasn't planned. It just came out. Sometimes you just have to open your mouth and the Lord will fill it. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I want to welcome you to Woman today. Welcome to Woman. Just one of the most intriguing internet radio broadcasts that you'll find this side of heaven. Amen. And I just say that not to compare or not to compete, because I find that there's a big problem in the kingdom of God where we are competing. But I'm just saying that I know that God is using this broadcast to change lives. And I know that there are a lot out there. If you have a broadcast and you want me to highlight it and let people know about it, please, please send me an email to powerintheword1@yahoo.com. And I will certainly get the word out about your broadcast after listening to it. I will certainly be more than happy to help you get the word out. Because, you know, the thing about it is there are not a lot of us out here who are taking the time to spend an hour or 2 hours to put together a broadcast and come on the air and just share about God and his plan and his kingdom, amen, and just to really begin to strengthen each other up in the kingdom of God. Amen. So I welcome you. Again, I declare, and the reason I say it's one of the most listened to, one of the most intriguing, is because I am calling some things out into the atmosphere. Amen. I want it to be very listened to. Amen. Because I believe that I have a message for the masses, and it's the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. So we want to not shrink back. You know, we don't want to shrink back, but we want to advance forward with the message of the kingdom. Amen. And never be ashamed. We can never be ashamed of what God has called us to do. Amen. You know, people will look at you funny. Oh, God, I done just started off on the road here. I'm ready. I'm hot. Pull me in. Rein me in. People will look at you funny when you tell them that God has called you to do something great. Just like Joseph, when Joseph told his brothers that God had called him, that he had shown him in a dream that he was going to be a ruler, and that many, including his own brothers and his own father, would bow down to him. His brothers hated him and wanted to throw him into the pit, and they did not support Joseph in his vision. They did not support Joseph in his assignment. Come on, somebody. But they wanted to destroy Joseph. And my God, it's just too much of that going on, too much competition, too much backbiting, too much hating, too much of us trying to copy each other and be each other, amen. When God has called us to be originals, amen, he did not, you are a designer's original. God did not create you to be like anybody else, amen. So I know, you know, we could, you know, just look, we can admire greatness, and we can, like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We can do that, but please don't let it be your aspiration to be somebody else. Amen. You can want to be like somebody, but let God use you in the originality that he created you to be used in. Let God use you in the originality that he created you to be used in. You'll take a lot of pressure off of yourself if you just flow. If you just flow, amen. So I just thank God for being able to come before you, amen. I welcome Ms. Dana Neal. I welcome Gazelle Simmons, amen, to the chat room, amen. It's good to see you all. Amen. I also welcome Gazelle is a good friend, amen, that I have known for years. Amen. I thank God for her support. Ms. Dana Neal, I mean, we just adopted each other. She's my daughter in the spirit, amen. And I've seen tremendous growth in her life, amen. I'm just so happy for her. I welcome I call her my niece in the spirit, Erica Anderson from Chicago on the switchboard. Amen. And everybody else who is tuning in, I just welcome you all to Woman to Woman. Something's happening in the atmosphere. Amen. This is a time when we're going to get real with each other. You know, last month was Men's Month. Amen. And we had men come all month long. My own husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, was with us. Amen. So I praise God for the man of God, and he is a man of God. Versie Walker finished it off last week. If you didn't hear that broadcast, I just encourage you to go back and listen to the archives. Versie Walker said one thing that was just so, it changed my life for this. So often you meet somebody that will make an impartation into your life, and that impartation will pivot you to the next level of your success. Amen. So Versie Walker said last week, I asked him, he talked about being in a motorcycle accident, and he ended up in the hospital. He could not, they told him that he would never walk again. Both of his knees were busted up. you know, just flesh hanging off the bones, amen. And they told him that the most he could hope for was to be an invalid for the rest of his life. And there were points when they said he would not even make it. And I asked Percy, I said, what made you get up? What made you get up from your bed of affliction? And he said to me, he said a lot of things. But the main thing that hit me was he said, I had not yet reached my pinnacle. My God, my God. And then he went on to say, I hadn't had my first child yet. I had not gotten married yet. You know, I had not obtained the level of success that I was purposed to obtain by God. And, you know, that thing hit me like, wow, you know. And he's, you know, talking about the people that care about him and hearing people saying, breathe, son, breathe, you know. And that's what I hear God saying in the spirit to a lot of us, breathe, daughter, breathe, breathe, exhale. You know, a lot of you are running around holding your breath, scared of life. Amen. A lot of us, we walk around, know that we were born for greatness, know that God put greatness in us, but we're holding back. Amen. And we're scared. We're acting like, no, we're scared. We're scared to thrust forward into life, to get up, amen, from that bed of doubt and disillusionment and discouragement and fear, amen, and intimidation, to get up and move forward and dare to be as great as God has created us to be, amen. So I just want to say, get up. You can't get up. Breathe, 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 exhale. You know, it's already done. All that you have to do is line yourself up with what God has said about you and then go ahead and do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for Versie Walker, amen, who was with us, and he was just a blessing. So if you missed that interview, go back and listen. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to be here. I ask that you bless each and every person that tunes in. Bless those in the chat room. Bless Dana. Bless Gazelle. Bless Erica, oh God. Bless Versi and Pastor Larry and Pastor Anthony, oh God. Bless Lalisa Williams, Lord, who I listened to her testimony this morning about being raped by a family member for years, amen, and surviving, amen. Bless her, not even just surviving, but being more than a conqueror. Bless her on today. Bless her ministry, oh God. Bless each and every woman who has ministry in them, oh God. Let something that I say today, Father God, or something that I've already said, pivot them, Lord, to that next level of success that they need to obtain in order to go forth, Father God, and have victory pertaining to your kingdom, oh Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you that it's about your kingdom. It's about your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, I give this broadcast to you and say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I'm on fire. Somebody bring in some smelling salts. I might slay myself in the spirit today. Amen. My God, and you know, the anointing comes, you know, when you realize, you know, when you come to the realization, as I have, that you're just a normal person. You're an ordinary person called by God to do extraordinary things. My God, to be an ordinary person called by God to do extraordinary things, you cannot operate in the natural, and you cannot depend on your natural ability, but you have to lean on the Lord and trust in the Lord for his supernatural ability in order for you to achieve everything that God has called you to achieve. There's no way I can do what God has called me to do by myself. I need God. God bless you, power of forgiveness. Good to see you, woman of God. Amen. We need God. Listen, we need to stop putting on airs. And I know the topic today is about kingdom. What is kingdom? And I thank God for everybody who's gathered. I'm going to put you on the air. I'm going to put you all on the air because I want to hear from you. What is kingdom? What does kingdom mean to you? And how do we get there? You know, how do we get to kingdom? There is, you know, there's no way that we can get there by being perpetrators, fakes, phonies, and hypocrites. We can't get there being somebody else. Come on. You know, we pretending our way through this thing. Come on. You know, and we just need to get real. I'm so sick and tired of playing church games. You know, every once in a while you get caught up in a church game. Let me just talk about myself. Every once in a while I find myself caught up in church games, trying to be just right, to speak just right, to do just right, to talk just right, to walk just right, church games. When, you know, I need to be me because that's the only way that God's going to get the glory. See, so stop playing church games. You know, stop faking the funk. Stop pretending. You know, I hope they can see my anointing. Look, I just hope they can see Jesus. You know, but even more than that, if we live our lives according to God's golden rule, if we live our lives according to the script, they're going to see Jesus because that's all that's going to be coming out of you. You know, and I mean, we need to stop trusting in ourselves. Like, God, I hope I could conjure up enough anointing to do this thing, to do what you called me to do. Well, God, I know you called me out into the deep. I know you want me to walk on water, but I'm scared. You know, and my husband pointed out to me the other day that fear is just pride. Come on, somebody. Because if God says he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. But when we get scared, that just means that either we have allowed the devil to come in and intimidate us, or we're trying to please people, or we've gotten caught up in pride. We started reading our own press. We started believing the praise of the people. We started hearing the hand claps. And we have gotten caught up in the whirlwind of pride, saying, I hope I could go out and get the same response. I hope people will come back and tell me how great it was, what I did. I ain't did nothing. I know that's not ironically correct, but I haven't done anything but what God told me to do. Amen. So I need to get over myself. And a lot of you out there can admit, I know I'm not the only one, can admit that you need to get over yourself. Amen. Moses, I can't speak, Lord. But God called Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He didn't call Moses to be eloquent. He didn't call Moses to put together a flowery speech. He didn't call Moses to stand and get a standing ovation for Pharaoh and Pharaoh's servants and Pharaoh's wife and the Israelites and the Egyptians. He didn't call Moses to go and perform. He called Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. But Moses got caught up in the I can't. I can't go. I can't speak. What if they don't listen? What if it doesn't work? God didn't tell him to worry about the results. I hope somebody's hearing me today. God just told him to go. God just said go. He didn't say, God did not tell us. We so busy. I know me. I'm so busy worrying about results. And God did not tell me to worry about results. Amen. And Gazelle says, we need to learn to take a back seat to Jesus. Amen. We don't have to worry about results because Jesus never fails. Amen. Everybody that Jesus touched was healed. All that touched him were healed. Amen. Everybody that came to him asking him for deliverance received it. And those who came on the behalf of other people, their people were healed. Jesus never fails. Amen. We are the ones who fail. Amen. So it's not that God's not working or this God stuff is not working. It's that we're not doing what we need to do, which is not lean on the arm of flesh. Because the Bible says that cursed is the man, cursed is the woman that leans on the arm of flesh, but we need to lean on the Lord and trust in the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to take some calls because I have a question out there. What is the kingdom of God? And how do we get in? Amen. What is the kingdom of God? And how do we get in? Now, when I put you in the air, you can talk about what the kingdom means to you. You can talk about give a testimony, whatever it is that the Lord puts upon your heart, we're going to flow. So this next hour and 10 minutes, we're going to interact with each other, communicate with each other. One thing that I've learned, ladies, and some of the men who are listening, I want to give a shout out again to Pastor Larry Sarton. I want to encourage you to listen to his radio broadcast, Moments in the Word, right here on Block Talk Radio. If you're in Chicago and looking for a good church, you can go to the Christian Family Faith Center. I mentioned Erica Anderson earlier. She is one of his daughters in the spirit. Amen. And he's my brother in the work that we're doing, my co-laborer. So I have adopted Erica as my niece in the spirit. Amen. I love this young lady. She's a young lady, and she's just pressing forward, amen, to enter into the things of the kingdom. Amen. So I'm going to take some calls. You can start the call in, 646-652-4832. Amen. So my first caller is coming to us from area code 908. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 908. Amen. Amen. And that is you. I know area code is only one area code 908. Some people wonder, well, is that me? If you want to speak, you can. If not, you don't have to. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we're going to let that person, we're going to come back to her. Amen. Area code. Some people don't want to be on the air, and if you don't want to be on the air, you can say, good afternoon, good morning, Pastor. I don't want to be on the air right now. I'm just listening. Amen, because some people will come in to listen. One thing that I've learned, again, and this has hit me hard, everybody, because I have a new book coming out, Don't Die in the Wilderness. Ha, my God, my God. Don't Die in the Wilderness was written under the divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God and I'm humbled that he allowed me to write that book. Amen. What I have to admit is that I find myself sometimes backing up in the spirit. You know, backing up in the spirit, that just means you run a scare. You know, even though I know that God moves through me, I mean, I could, you know, I've gotten, you know, so many reports of how people have been blessed through my ministry, through this ministry that the Lord has given me to do. But I still find myself backing up in the spirit and moving away from what God has called me to do. And that's an admission. That's a big confession, because so many of us leaders, spiritual leaders, pastors are simply spiritual leaders. Amen, who are called to lead God's flock. Amen. So many of us spiritual leaders who are called to lead God's flock will not admit to any defects, spiritual defects. Amen. We want people to think that we're grand in the spirit all of the time, but the devil is a liar, and I'm not going to perpetrate that lie. Pastors get caught up too. Pastors sometimes have to deal with fear. Now, fear won't conquer me. I will conquer fear each and every time, but it does come up because it's from the devil. You have to understand the devil will constantly use fear to try to stop you from moving into kingdom. Come on. The devil will constantly use fear to try to stop you from moving into doing what God called you to do. But you have to refuse to be afraid. You have to rebuke the spirit of fear and press forward. Even if your knees are knocking together, if somebody calls for a testimony and you know that you have a testimony, I know everybody has a testimony. The devil's going to come right now, put cotton in your mouth, put a big lump in your throat, make your heart beat 1,000 beats a minute. You're going to break out into a cold sweat. You're going to start to tremble, get goosebumps, all of that stuff to try to stop you from standing up and say, I just want to stand up and give the glory to God for what he's done in my life. Especially if it's a room full of people, especially if you're on the air, on the radio show, the devil will try to stop you, and that's fear, you know. But even with my new book, I find myself sometimes backing up in the spirit, backpedaling, you know, not looking back, but like during the moonwalk, you know, like, God, you know, no, this is too big, you know. And with this book is so anointed, it's so powerful that even every time I read it, and this has never happened to me before, even with The Cry of a Woman's Heart, which is a very powerful book, I've never had this happen before, that every time I read this book, I just get so full of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I just feel God so powerfully. And whatever I was dealing with at that minute, it just goes away. And I'm you know, propelled to just keep moving forward. So this book is just so powerful. And I know that this book is going to change lives. I know that people are going to be set free. I know that some are going to be set on purpose. It's a very mature work in the spirit realm. Amen. It's a book it's God. It's all God. And I wrote the book in 22 days. And I sat on my couch and just put my hands to the keyboard on my laptop, and the Lord wrote through me. Amen. So, but when I went back and read what he did, and every night I felt the anointing. I wrote for 22 days straight. And every night I felt the anointing. It was like being in a pulpit, you know, and it was just God just taking over my vessel and using me to his glory. Amen. So this book is so powerful that it kind of scared me. You know, I mean, that much power is overwhelming. What I'm saying is, I'm not scared, like, to move forward, but to have that much power, of God's power, you know, a lot of us will back up because we're scared. Like Moses, when he went up into the mountain, the people, they were scared to go, so they stayed back. And God was just saying, come closer. And that's what God is saying to me, and he's saying it to all of you. Don't be afraid. Yeah, reverence me, but come closer. Amen. And that is what I believe is missing in the kingdom of God, that we are scared to go closer to God. Amen. And we're standing like Peter. We're standing a distance away, and we're warming our hands by the fire, but we're not getting into the fire. We're not going closer. Amen. We're not going to the divine fire of God. We're not going closer to Jesus. We're not letting that fire consume all of the stuff that's not like God. You know, a lot of preachers, I'm going on a tangent. I got to take some calls. I'm going to say this. A lot of preachers sitting in the pulpit because they have not gotten closer to God. Amen. They have not realized and recognized that they're just human, and that it's because of God that they are where they are, that they have thousands of people, that they've been able to preach, that they breathe oxygen. Amen. This is God's air. Amen. So we're only breathing because God continues to breathe out his oxygen into the world. My God. So with every breath I take, I'm inhaling God's air. Amen. God is not, we don't have to be afraid. Listen, what I'm saying to you, and I'm going to take a call. I'm going to take area code 912. What I'm saying to you is you don't have to be afraid of what God has put on the inside of you. Amen. I'm going to tell you about kingdom. Jesus said the kingdom is in you. Amen. That the kingdom is on the inside of you. So you don't have to be afraid of what God has put on the inside of you. Dare to be as great as God has called you to be. Amen. And I will. I will dare to be as great as God has called me to be. Area code 912, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rebecca. It's Gazelle. How are you?
Good sell. How are you, woman of God?
I am doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm on fire. I have a fire burning in my belly, Gazelle. I'm humbled, you know, because God is so real to me, and he has been showing himself to me. I was in prayer on Tuesday, and, you know, we go to pray at New Creation Christian Ministries every Tuesday, and I was kneeling on my knees and praying, and I literally saw Jesus, you know, and, I mean, it just sounds so weird. You know, a lot of people would say, well, that's just so weird, but I saw Jesus, you know, and it's the first time that I've had that kind of a vision, and I just thank God that he is real. He is just so real to me. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing well. It's been a rough week, but I made it through.
Amen.
Blessing.
So I'm glad you called in. You know, we're talking today, you know, me. I've just been talking about everything that I've said is pertaining to the kingdom of God. We just have to get to another place in him where we're beyond church. What is it, in response to the questions, what is the kingdom of God to you? What does it mean to you, kingdom? And how do we get there? How do we get into the kingdom?
Well, the Bible says Jesus is the door. He is the way. So the first thing we have to do is walk in him. And people say, how do I walk in Jesus? You have Jesus in you, but walking in Jesus is considering what would Jesus do in a situation.
Wow.
I recently had to step up where into a situation where I didn't intend to get involved at all. I was taking a back seat. I wasn't going to do anything. I hung out waiting for other folks to step up. And then the Lord started dealing with me like, you know, you can't just let this go. You know you're going to have to get involved. And some things I try to avoid doing because I'm stubborn. Other things I try to avoid because it's unpleasant. But I always have to remember in the end that the good Lord says his will be done. I can bend and yield, or he can take me through something, and then I'll bend and yield. But either way, you're going to have to bend and yield. So I got involved in situation I wanted to stay out of, and I'm up to my eyeballs in it, and this last week has been trying. My biological mother has come back full force into my life.
It wasn't my intention.
I wasn't going to deal with it. I was perfectly content leaving it alone. She had a car accident last month, and it's been about 2 weeks in trauma, and I've got a younger brother and a younger sister, and we just don't set horses, none of us. It's been many a year had anything to do with each other just because we can't seem to get along. These are the folks that test your religion. I've got a younger sister who for years, when she called me, I answered the phone. I didn't say hello. I didn't ask how she was doing. I answered the phone, what do you want? Because that was the way she came to me. And recently I've had to ask myself, you know, was I trying to do that again? Just let somebody else, you know, take on the forefront. And I got convicted of, okay, well, what would Jesus do? Jesus took care of his mother as he was leaving this earth. He didn't leave her hanging. He didn't leave her wondering what was going on when he was gone. Even on a cross, even as he was dying, he took care of her. I had talked to God because I wasn't sure how to honor this virtual stranger. My mother has not lived in the same roof with me since I was 12 years old, which was 30 years ago.
Wow.
Things to do with each other, nothing. So I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to deal with it. You know, she has two other children. I was going to let them handle it all. But my brother has some issues, some serious interpersonal issues that have manifested themselves. And part of the way he's trying to handle her care has me distressed. So I was like, all right, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Well, I wasn't going, but my younger sister, she was asking for me, and my younger sister told her I was coming. Then she called me and left me a voicemail to tell me that she told her I was coming.
Wow.
So I drove up given week. And I mean, I drove 10 hours one way from Georgia all the way up to Maryland. And even as I was driving, I was like, Lord, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing here? Checked in, went over to see her, walked in the room, and the first feeling that swept over me was compassion. I read that he saw the masses and he was moved with compassion.
Yes.
I didn't grasp what that meant until I walked into that room. And the first feeling that hit me was compassion. Despite her behavior, despite how things had been, despite all that was in the past, I'd avoided dealing with it just because it was painful. I mean, when you get abandoned at 12 years old by your mother and you're left, we didn't have a strong relationship, we left. And over the years, I've just sort of, you know what, I just don't want to deal with that. Well, the good Lord said, all right, I'm going to leave it alone, but now I'm going to put you front and center in terms of this. Since then, I've locked horns with my brother concerning this. My younger sister has taken a hands-off approach. She wants nothing to do with any of it. And I'm left with the dilemma of what to do with a mother I don't know, who is sick, who is old. She is 69 years old. This is not a young woman. And now she's been in a car accident, and she's damaged. She's got broken bones. She's in a place of need. And my spirit says, okay, now, you got to step up. You wanted to know what you could do to honor her. Now I'll put it in a predicament where you can honor her. What you going to do?
My goodness.
I'm constantly turning this over to God, going, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing here? Her finances are a mess. Our brother has moved into her home and set up shop. He is telling her he's going to take her home. He's going to fix up her basement and put her in the basement of her own house. And I'm torn between how do I talk to her and explain to her without being disrespectful that her son is crazy.
Well, she's still in her right mind. She's still in her right mind, though, right?
She's got a touch of Alzheimer's. She's constantly repeating stuff to me that she's told me. She's constantly talking about things that happened years ago. She talks to me as if we haven't been separated for 30 years, as if I'm still 12 years old. Everything that's transpired in between has not happened. Other times she talks, she's very much aware of where she is in her situation, but not, you know, from a realistic standpoint.
Have you forgiven her?
That was something I did long ago. Right after she left, I started to see parts of my father that explained to me why she left. Things that we had been sheltered from. So I understood why she left. I've always had a hard time with why she didn't take her children with her, but I understood why she left. Had she not left, they probably would have ended up, she would have killed him or he would have killed her, and we'd have been left on our own.
So she left to save her life and probably, as a result, saved the lives of her children as well. But like you said, she left and she didn't take any of the children. But thank God you were able to forgive her. And now it sounds like God has brought you full circle. My husband preached this last week. You have bumped into your past.
Full
force. And you are not the person. You're not that 12-year-old little girl any longer. But now you're a woman of God. So now God is taking you to another dimension in Him where you really have to put your faith to another test. This is another test. that your faith is being put to, like, okay, so like you said, you didn't want anything to do with the situation, but now what do you do? And as you were talking, I thought about the scripture in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14:17, where Jesus started with verse 16, where he says, "Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Amen. So, and it talks about he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. So, it goes on to say, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." So you're at a place now where your word that you, all this word that you have stored up on the inside of you, and all of this word that you've been eating and meditating on and mulling over, this word now is being challenged in your life, where you literally have to put the word into play, you know, into action in your life for a very difficult situation. So I want to pray for your mom's healing. Father God, I praise your name. I worship you and I magnify your name. Lord, we glorify your name. I thank you for Gazelle and, Father God, even her mother, Father God, for her testimony, God. I thank you that you have given this woman, oh God, grace, oh God, with which to face, Father God, even the shadow from her past, oh God, to face the mother who abandoned her at 12 and still has compassion, oh Lord. So, Lord, I pray for her healing right now, Lord. I even pray, Father God, that you go into the hospital room and put your go where she is right now, Lord. Put your hands upon her, Father God. I pray for a miraculous healing, oh God, that you will mend every broken bone, Father God, that you will stop any internal bleeding, oh Lord, that you will, Father God, regulate her mind and her thought process, oh God, and even the Alzheimer's, Father God, we rebuke that and bind it up in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give her clarity in her mind so that she can make amends with her daughter, oh God, make amends with her past, oh God, and help her, Lord, daughter to be a testimony so that her mother can get saved, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost, Father God, and pivoted into your kingdom. So, Lord, we pray this prayer for healing in every aspect of Gazelle's mother's life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just felt compelled to pray for your mother because I know prayer works. Gazelle, I know prayer works. Are you there?
Yes, honey, I'm still here. Well, I also ask that you would pray for my brother, that he will do the right thing. It's been a challenge, but his proposal to put this woman in the basement of her own house, and he's talking about getting a job and leaving her alone in the house 8 to 9 hours a day.
Okay, amen. So I definitely will live. Now, is your brother, so he wants to leave her home, okay, by herself. Yeah, we're going to pray. Father God, we praise your name. We bind up the hands of Satan right now in the name of Jesus off of this situation, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even now that you, Father God, know all things, and you know the ending from the beginning, oh God. I lift up Gazelle's brother, oh God. I bind up the hands of Satan off of his life, oh God, or any evil influence, oh God, that would have him to do something that is not righteous pertaining to his mother, oh God. And Father God, just ask, Father God, that you would touch him and save him, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you would give him a mind to do the right thing, Father God. Send your angels, your messengers to speak to him, oh Lord, and give him a mind, Father God, to do the right thing, Father God, in the area where his mother is concerned. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise God. We lift that prayer up to you, God, total faith, believing that you are in the middle of all things. God is in the middle of all things, working things out for his good. So, God, we know you're in the middle of all things. So we can just give this prayer to you. Save Gazelle's mother, save her brother, save her family, oh God. Even through this, get the glory. You know, and I'm thinking about Joseph. I was thinking about Joseph, and I'm going to take another call too. But I want to say this to you, Gazelle. I was thinking about Joseph and how Joseph talked to his brothers when he came back is his past, and his father had died, and they were so scared that Joseph was going to retaliate. And Joseph said, no, don't you worry. Am I in the place of God? He said, what you meant for evil, God turned that thing around for good to save much people alive. So what I'm seeing here is that your walk is going to be crucial in these next few days, because it's going to impact your mother, your brother, your sisters. Those family members are going to be impacted by your walk, your kingdom walk. They're going to be impacted. So, yes, again, I say the word in you is, that's wrapped up in your flesh is being put to the challenge. And I believe that you're able to stand up and handle the challenge.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So keep me posted, and thank you so much for calling in today. And stay with us, okay? I'm going to take another call.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got a hand raised here. Area code 312. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I am on fire just as well as you are right now, and God is doing some awesome things in my life.
Hallelujah. That is good to hear. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. He's taking ordinary people and doing some extraordinary things. And I'm
just so excited
about the testimonies that are going to come forth. So let's hear what's going on. I mean, unless you want to call and talk about the kingdom, whatever it is that the Lord has on your heart.
Yes. I when I heard you talking, this morning when I woke up, God began to speak and deal with me and everything. And I was listening to another pastor this morning, and the same thing that you're talking about is some of the same things that he was talking about this morning. And God is doing a shifting. He's doing something different with his people, and he's beginning to show who he is in ways that we've never seen before. And when you begin to talk about the kingdom, when you brought it up, I begin to ask the Lord, okay, what is your kingdom? I began to open up my Bible, and he had me to write down what the kingdom is, and this is what he's given me. The kingdom of God is God's will and his word, and it's who God is. And Jesus was a prime example. Jesus was an excellent example of the kingdom of God. And I began to just meditate and look at different scriptures. And we have a banner at our church that says Kingdom People with a Kingdom Agenda. And as you listen to that, kingdom people with a kingdom agenda. In order to be a kingdom people, you have to have the mindset of God. You have to begin to walk in the will of God. You have to be in line with the will of God. You have to be obedient to the will of God. You have to begin to allow God to transform your mind, your old way of doing things. And then you have to begin to walk in the agenda of God, what he would have you to do, what your purpose is, what he called you to. And I found this, I looked in my dictionary, my Bible dictionary, and I looked up kingdom. And I just want to read a little bit of it. It says, the kingdom of God of heaven is God's rule of grace in the world, a future period foretold by the prophecies of the Old Testament, and identified by Jesus as being with his public ministry. The kingdom of God is the example of blessedness like that of the Garden of Eden. Where evil is fully overcome, and where those whom live in the kingdom knows only happiness, peace, and joy.
Amen.
That this is kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. And we, the same God that lives the same God that was Jesus, the same God that lived in him, the same power that was in him is the same God that is in us, that dwells within us, and the same kingdom lives and abides in us as well. And the kingdom is in us. We just have to tap into how to begin to walk out kingdom. And we have to begin to decrease ourselves and let our will go and begin to walk in God's will and what he's called us to.
Yes, and that's kingdom people with a kingdom agenda where we totally give up our desires for his desire and our will for his will. Our agenda is not a personal agenda, but it's God's agenda.
It's God's agenda.
Let his will, my God, as Jesus taught the disciples to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is already established in heaven. That's good. That's good, Erica. Amen.
And it talks about in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, which means that you don't have to go look for what you need. God is what you need, and everything that you need is in him. And so if you look to the person who has the thing, when you begin to seek him and put him first, those things will begin to seek you.
My God. You know, Erica, amen. My God, those things will begin to seek you. You know, I'm overwhelmed here because I had a dream, a vision about you three nights ago. Three nights ago. And you were speaking, just as you're speaking now, breaking down scripture, bringing scripture, talking about God. I didn't know that this would be my topic until last night. You were talking about God. You were, you know, you were weeping. You were, the Lord was using you. And I was just amazed at how God was working through you. And that's what I see, God using you mightily, you to begin to go into the Word and to speak to people, even in your personal life, whatever it is that God is speaking to you, just continue to move forward in his word, because you're right. God is everything that we need. He is everything that we need. I saw visions of greatness for your life when I had that dream about you the other night, Erica. So I just thank God for you, amen, and for you breaking that down so beautifully in the chat room. 12L said, that's beautiful. You know, that is absolutely beautiful.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
And I talk about kingdom in my new book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. And I'll be launching that book here 2 weeks from today. So I invite everybody to come back 2 weeks from today. I'm going to have my very first online book launch. I'm going to launch it at the church on Friday the 17th. December the 17th, praise the Lord. I'll launch Don't Die in the Wilderness on December the 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the church. And then on December 18th, right here on Block Talk Radio with all of my friends here and all of the listeners, I will be launching the book online where you'll actually be able to go to the website and purchase the book while we're on the air. And I just want to see the books fly off the shelf. Amen. Fly off my kitchen table.
Amen.
We're going to launch that book, and I believe that that book is really a book for the kingdom, and I'm excited about it. And I'm also excited about the growth that I see in you, Erica. The growth that I see in you. Amen. I know Pastor Larry brings forth that word, and you are seeking the Lord, seeking the kingdom for yourself. And I just see growth. So I thank God for you, and thanks for calling. I need to take another call.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. So stay with us. Let's see who else we have on the air. Amen. I don't know who else we have on the air. I'm going to look at the 856 area code. And you guys can call in. We have 35 more minutes. 646-652-4832. Erica, 856, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Fanny. How are you?
I'm just blessed. I was doing some house chores and taking care of one of my nephews from Philadelphia, and I happened to turn on the broadcast. And I was just sitting here meditating, and I thank and praise the Lord for the word that was going forth at the time that I tuned in, because it's encouraging me right now. And I've been thinking about kingdom. And as the sister was talking about kingdom, how we have to, you know, give up our will and everything for the will of God and deny ourselves. And that's how we get closer to God, is by, you know, denying ourselves and drawing closer to him through his word and everything. So I've been encouraged. And the word just came to me, you know, the kingdom suffered violence, and the violence taken by force.
Yeah.
And that's the scripture. Excuse me, my little cousin is acting up. But that's the scripture that the Lord blessed me to receive today. So I'm encouraged. And I thank God for
Amen.
You.
Amen. And I thank God for you too, Reverend of God. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. And again, we think about that, the kingdom being God's rule and reign in the lives of his people through the lordship of Jesus Christ. And again, as Sister Erica broke it down so eloquently from her Bible commentary, you know, that there's nothing but joy, peace, and righteousness
mm-hmm.
there.
Yes.
When you think about the kingdom and that being God's plan for our lives, you know that that suffers mm-hmm. violence. In other words, it's always going to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Your joy, your peace, your righteousness, the rulership, the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives is always going to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so That scripture just speaks it speaks volumes when we think about being women on the mission field, not even the mission field, but the battlefield, how much hell we have to go through just to stay in kingdom, you know, I'm surprised nobody said that the kingdom is when we get to heaven, because that's a part of it, but that's not all of it. You know, the kingdom is right here on earth. Jesus prayed, told us to pray that, let your kingdom come here on earth. And he,
right.
When Jesus came, what did he say? Repent for what?
The kingdom of heaven. Amen.
My God.
Holy glory.
My God.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is.
My spirit. Hallelujah.
My God.
My spirit is
my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The words of encouragement, you know, being able to speak kingdom, being able to live kingdom, being able to walk kingdom day by day, one day at a time, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's just so great. I love him. I love him.
My God. Go ahead and praise him.
Hallelujah. I love him.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, go ahead and praise him. My God, we praise him. Hallelujah. My God, glory. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being like I said, kingdom is everything. That's key. Praise the Lord. And like you were speaking, she said about our joy and our peace. And all those things coming from the kingdom. I thought about the fruit of the Spirit. You know, that's part of the kingdom. So I thank God for that too.
My God.
Oh, yes, I'm
well,
just excited.
Jesus, I praise God.
Spirit.
Yes, my God. Oh, I felt God right there. Oh,
oh
my
yes.
God. She said,
oh,
I'm
yes.
excited in my spirit.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I'm excited with you. Evangelist Cindy is one of our faithful members over at New Creation Christian Ministries, and she's a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself. I see, oh, Lord, I cannot tell you the growth I've seen in your life, woman of God, since you've been with us, my God. And God is just not finished. I want to say to you, Evangelist Cindy, that God is not finished with you yet. Amen. You're coming under so much attack and going through much hell. And I know I said that word. Let me just say it. I got to be me. Can I just be me? Because of what God has planned for you. You're going through so much hell. The gates of Hades, the gates of hell are trying to prevail against you. But be encouraged, says the Lord, because no weapon formed against you can prosper. God says, I am the Lord. And he says, I am Lord. And as long as you continue to let me be Lord, he says, I'm going to continue to take you where I told you I would take you and use you the way that I told you I would. Use you. So God's kingdom is coming in your life, and it is in your life. And there's joy, and there's peace, and there's righteousness above your wildest imagination.
Hallelujah.
That God is going to release. If you just stay the course, if you do not faint, if you do not grow weary in well-doing, God says, surely you're going to receive the blessings of Abraham. Amen. So I thank God for you, woman of God. I'm going to take another call. But I thank God for you being with us. Continue to listen, okay?
Yes, I will, and God bless you.
God bless you. I love you. Amen.
I love you
praise
too.
The Lord.
Amen.
I want to take another call. Let's go to area code 908-964. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 908-964. You're probably just listening. Okay. I'll let her listen. We have another 908 area code 355. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Simmons. It's Mother Bailey.
Praise the Lord.
I am so thankful to be able to sit quietly and listen at the broadcast. I have thoroughly enjoyed everything that I heard and been blessed by what I heard. I was able to go back into your archives and listen to the show, the different programs from last month, the men's perspective to the women of God, and I thoroughly enjoyed everything from Brother Verdi to Pastor Simmons and Pastor Larry's comment. I was so blessed to be able to just hear what the men are saying to the women of God, not just to the women of God, to the body of Christ spirit. So I'm so thankful that God has blessed you to be able to do this, and I'm looking forward to that new book that you're getting ready to launch. And I'm sure it's already blessing you, and it's going to bless us too. And I thank you for your teachings on the kingdom of God. And you asked the question, how can we get into the kingdom of God? And I was sitting and quietly thinking when Jesus showed up to be baptized by John the Baptist. And at that time, he said, the kingdom of God is now at hand. There was the Holy Spirit who was present, we say, in the form of a dove. Jesus and the Father spoke and said, this is my love. So the complete Godhead was present. And it said the kingdom, the complete, whole, intact kingdom of God was at hand in Jesus. And it said, we have the kingdom of God within us. So we have the complete kingdom of God within us. And at that time, at the time of acceptance, we accept Christ and he accepts us, we become a part of the kingdom of God. And I agree with what you say, we have to allow it to take the full blossom, the full growth in us, and then manifest itself. And by studying his word and finding out what his will is for our lives, and I can tell you, I can totally agree with your different speakers, people who are calling in and talking about the attack of the enemy. Truly, I think every child of God who has taken a stand and said, I'm going to stand and I'm going to allow the Lord to have his way in my life, is under attack. If it's not them physically, then it's the family, their children, their husband, or coming to their jobs or some kind of way. But we're blessed. We're so blessed when we have women of God like yourself and other women of God who take the time in the middle of a Saturday, which is usually one of the busiest days, especially for those that work, to
yes.
sit and get together and discuss and talk about God and what he has in store for us.
Mm.
And I'm being blessed because today was one of those days when I couldn't really go anywhere. I'm not physically where I'd like to be, but I'm not where I could be. So I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And I'm blessed by that, even not being able to get out, because it meant that I could sit quietly and partake of what was being said. And I'm just thankful to the Lord, and I am blessed, and I am thoroughly feeling his spirit through each speaker and through what you have said.
Amen. Amen, Mother Bellie. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much for those comments and for calling in. God is just, he's just an awesome God. He's just an awesome God. And like I was saying earlier, and I thank God for 12L in the chat room who said, it's not weird, but I was praying, Mother, on my knees earlier this week, and I saw Jesus for the first
yeah.
time. I saw him. And I felt like Job, and I wrote about this in my book, where Job talked about, you know, he repented. He said, God, I'm sorry. You know, he said, I heard of you with my ears, but now I've seen you with my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, you know, and I thank God that as we continue to move forward in kingdom and allow the kingdom to move in us and grow in us, the kingdom to increase as we decrease, then we can indeed see Jesus. You know, I want to see Jesus. You know, I don't want to just see him when I get to heaven. I don't want to preach about him and talk about him, Mother, and say I know him, but never have really seen him. You know,
yeah.
so the fact that he's manifesting, you talk about manifesting himself to me. I'm humble. I'm so privileged and brought down to my knees, Mother. You've seen me. You've heard me preach. You know, you read my book.
Yeah.
Some of, you know, and you know that God, you know, I consider myself to be pretty humble, but, you know, to think that even the more humility, if I could be more humble, then God could be more in me, you know?
Yeah,
and that's my desire. It sounds, to the normal person, it would sound crazy, but I know that I got some people on the phone lines and some people in the chat room who
yeah.
could agree with me that we want
oh, yeah.
more of him.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And less of us. Hallelujah. So
yeah.
I just thank God for you, Mother. And I feel God giving you your strength back.
Right.
I sense that you have been going through some things, even in the physical realm. But God, even as he's building up your spirit, he's building up your physical man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I speak healing to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Name of
and
Jesus.
I want to just pray. Father, I praise you and I praise your name. I thank you for Mother Rosa Bellie, God.
Yeah,
I thank
Lord.
You for her life, oh God.
Yeah,
I thank you for her testimony, oh God. I thank you for her zeal for you, oh God, that she continually, even in her 70s, Lord, that she continues
yeah.
to seek your face and she continues to speak into the lives and pour into the lives of the younger women, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for it, and I ask that you will bless her right now, Lord. And Lord, touch her body, Father God, and let your healing be made manifest in her physical body, oh God. And, Lord, we come against every bad report, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for regulating every organ, for regulating every bodily function, oh God, in the name of
Jesus,
regulating the pressure and the sugar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are able. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed, oh God.
Yes,
and healing is indeed the children's bread, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I lift her, your daughter up to you on today, God.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you for healing her, God. I just ask that you would heal her, oh God. I thank you that it's already done, God, because you said we ask anything according to your will, that it shall be accomplished. It shall be done for us, oh God. So I thank you for total healing, God, even now that she will prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Thank God.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God is so good. And, Mother, you just keep on keeping on. You know, that song, I Feel Like Going On, I think I know
definitely.
That's your song.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I know that's your song.
Oh, yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you, Mother, soon.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Soon. So I just thank God for you. Stay with us.
I will.
I'm going to take another call. Amen. Just stay with us. Amen. And receive your healing. Amen.
Thank
you, hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else do we have here? We have one more call, I believe. This is Pastor Anthony. I'm going to let him in on the call. We're not going to be selfish. Pastor Anthony, welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Amen. To God be the glory. I was just so blessed by the women giving their comments. And I do thank God for this internet radio show on Saturdays because faith comes by hearing. Amen. And
yes.
Hearing through the word of God. But you're so on point with your topic, Pastor Rebecca, about the kingdom, because Jesus said we don't need to look outside or go up to glory and find it or go into the depths of the ocean and find it, but the kingdom is within us. And I believe that's one of the most powerful statements in the Bible, because the devil knows once we get a hold of who we really are in God, there's no stopping the believer. So those who are tuning into your show, you know, those who are humbled by the power of God that wants to operate in and through their lives, those are the ones God are raising up in this season, and he's going to position them to really have a kingdom agenda in mind and a kingdom mindset. So it's not just going to be heresy or rhetoric. You have some people who really want God to get the glory still in the earth realm, and that's who he's raising up, and a lot of your listenership recognize the real God. So I'm just blessed. I am really blessed that some people, whether they're in Chicago, California, here in New Jersey, that God has a faithful remnant that won't bow down to the evil of this day. So I'm excited. You keep me excited about the things of God. Again, how can you serve a kingdom agenda unless you know him? Come on. Unless you know him. The reason you and I can move in the same direction, not just as it relates to the church or with our family, but we're on one accord. The same thing with God. To have a kingdom agenda, you got to know him, and you've got to know his will, and he'll reveal it through you through revelation. It's like you said, if you become naked and not ashamed, have a reverential fear of God, because it is intimidating to serve an awesome God. But
yeah.
He'll give you the power. He'll give you the ability. He'll give you the desire, amen, even with your inadequate self, to do what he called you to do. And I feel that way sometimes overwhelmed. But I'm glad he called you and I as pastors to be naked and not ashamed. We can show our vulnerability because we realize we're powerful in spite of because of God.
Amen. Because of God. Amen, honey. I just so appreciate those comments. And you mentioned something about the kingdom agenda. Erica Anderson also talked about the kingdom agenda. And she talked about a banner that she has on. That Pastor Larry has on the wall in the church, Kingdom People with the Kingdom Agenda. And earlier there was someone in the chat room. I just want to welcome everybody to the chat room, Pastor Barron, and good to see you, women of God. Amen. But earlier there was someone in the chat room who wanted to know what the Kingdom Agenda is. Can you talk on that a little bit? What is the Kingdom Agenda?
You know, when he said the kingdom of God as is in the Lord's Prayer, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen, we realize that Lucifer was cast out of heaven because in heaven, in the beginning, amen, all was bliss, all was well. The serpent came in Genesis chapter 3, and then the fall of man came. So look at Genesis 1 and 2, and you'll get a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Everything was perfect for Adam. Everything was perfect for Eve. So now, through his son Jesus Christ, God tries to restore everything that was originally planned from the beginning. So when you want to get a real glimpse of the kingdom of God, think of perfection. Think of sovereignty. That's why Revelation says, no more tears, no more sorrow. There'll be no need for sunlight. There'll be no need for moonlight. Because he's God. He is light. There won't be no need for repentance. Because sin won't even think about entering the door of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. So when you think about the kingdom of God, not that we'll ever be perfect in this lifetime, because this is a fallen world, but again, you have to get back to the God in you, glory. You have to get back to the Holy Spirit that's in you, that's without flaw.
My God.
And,
yeah.
and that's, That's why the agape love that we see in our day, called grace, through the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us for the remission of sins, when we repent in turn, God totally forgives us. That grace was not found in the Old Testament. That grace is given today because the kingdom agenda is at hand. In other words, the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, amen, there were people in the Old Testament, people in the Old Testament God had to judge because it was according to the law. Now under grace, we can operate in the full manifestation of God, like you said, if we allow the power of the Holy Ghost to work in and through us. But you really got to allow your will to be taking a back seat to the will of God. So the kingdom of God simply is God's will being done on earth. And what is God's will? That no one should perish, but all come to repentance. I mean, God has left many a clue. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So when you think about God, who allowed his son Jesus Christ to be without sin, yet took on the sins of all men, then you understand the kingdom agenda and the kingdom of God. So God wants us in our lifetime to win as many souls as we can, because he is a sovereign God. God sends no one to hell. God condemns no one to the lake of fire. But guess what?
Jesus.
God gives us this thing called free will because he recognized that we are powerful with the Holy Spirit that reigns on the inside of us. We are as powerful as anything that this world can present to us. So when the believer stands before the judgment seat, it's not going to really be a case, because God is going to show us in that moment that there was no temptation known unto man by which I did not make a way of escape. So, we can err. Yes, we can miss the mark. But true repentance allows us to get back to the kingdom agenda, and the kingdom agenda wished that no one would perish, but everyone come to repentance.
Jesus.
So if you really want to know the kingdom agenda, get some folks saved. Go out and talk to somebody about Jesus, why he came, why he lived, was buried, rose on the third day, seated at the right hand of the Father. If you want to know the kingdom agenda, look at what Jesus did in a 3-year window, talking about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So it's right there in the Word of God. Jesus was about his Father's business, trying to get people to turn back to God.
My God, my God. Amen, hallelujah. And in the chat room, I tell you that there are a lot of amens in the chat room, Pastor. And I know that on the phone lines as well, everybody that's listening by phone and by archives is saying amen. And Pastor Darius says amen. She said, teach Pastor Anthony. God wants us all to live with him eternally, but he knows that not all of us will accept Jesus and all that comes along with faith in him. And that is so true. And 12L says, truth is truth. Amen. And the kingdom agenda, I went to the dictionary and I looked up the word agenda. And agenda is a list, plan, or an outline, or things to be done. So what is the list? What is the plan? What is the outline? It's the blueprint. It's the word of God that's already been established. Like Mother Bailey said, when we read the word and search the scriptures to find God's perfect will to be transformed in our minds, the renewing of our minds, to know God's perfect will, which is Jesus left us the great commission to go forth and evangelize, to make sure, my God, Jesus said, let your light so shine so that men and women will look upon your life and glorify my Father in heaven. So our lives, our kingdom people, kingdom agenda is to let our lives be so radiant with God's glory that people will be automatically drawn to the Jesus that's been lifted up in us. Amen. So because Christ said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men towards me. That's what I've been saying this whole hour and a half. I want to let my life be so submitted that Jesus Christ can be lifted up from the earth in me, amen, so that people, all men, will be drawn towards him. Not me, but him. And I believe if a lot of preachers had that mindset, if a lot of people, kingdom people, church people, got a kingdom mindset,
then the church will be a lot different than it is today. So, Pastor Emily, I mean, baby, you broke that thing down. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the broadcast. Amen. Did you have anything else, hon?
No, that's it. We're pretty much going to pray for the body of Christ because, like, I believe God is restoring that zeal for evangelism. I believe that God, who is sovereign, recognizes our hour in which we live. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. This famine, this recession that we're in, is really turning people back to God because we're now recognizing in this season that He is our source. So when we can get away from the materialism of this world and the things of this world, get our minds back on God, we'll truly start to see true deliverance back into God's church.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for calling in, honey. And, you know, I just thank God for you. Amen. And that I get the opportunity to be married to you and to serve in the church by your side. Amen. So I just thank God for you. And thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, it's been a fast 90 minutes. We have 9 minutes. Pastor Varians, why don't you call in? I haven't heard from you in a while. We still have time for a couple more callers, 646-652-4832-12L. Haven't heard from you. Anybody that wants to call in, Dane, if you're able to call in, the phone lines are open. Amen. I tell you, God is just so awesome. He's just so awesome. I just love Him with everything in me. He's just awesome. When I talk about the church, I'm basically not putting down the church. I'm just saying that we need to get back to Jesus. Amen. Because there's a lot going on in the church, and we have gotten so far out there. People talk about revelation. You know, that's the latest thing. You hear a lot of talk about kingdom, but a lot of people are not. They're talking about kingdom, but we got to be about living kingdom. Amen. The kingdom agenda, doing things according to God's word. That's the blueprint. That's the outline. That's the way God wants us to do things. Amen. Decently and in order, with righteousness, with peace, with joy. Amen. So, you know, I just thank God for, you know, what He's doing here today. And I'm looking at the switchboard. I had a caller just calling. Okay, I see it. I'm going to put this caller on the air. Area code 305, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Pastor Variant.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm so glad to see you and hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. You know, anytime I can come and I can be fed the word of God, you know, I can't say anything but I'm blessed. And I think that, you know, we as the body of Christ don't realize how blessed we are because we don't tell ourselves and the enemy that we're blessed enough.
Yes, yes. Amen. And that's another part of the kingdom, that we are blessed, that we, as kingdom people, we inherit the blessings of the promises. I mean, from ever since the fall, God's been trying to restore us to our rightful position.
Amen. So I thank God for this message today, that what you brought, you and your husband, so that we as a body can be nurtured and we can be fed. Because, you know, it's time for us to really be developed in the kingdom way, the way God wants us to be developed, and to, you know, put off the old man. So many of us still walk around with that old man, and I'm not saying that flesh won't be there. Flesh is there. You know, the Bible tells us the spirit wars against the flesh, you know, but that's not where we're getting to. But so many of us are still walking with that old man and don't even realize that we got to put those things away and behind us and walk in the newness, in the kingdom way. And that's why this message that you preach and Pastor Anthony is so needed, because we need to get into what God is trying to say and what He's doing and how He's trying to lead us and leave everything else that doesn't matter, that is trivial, behind us.
My God, trivial. And we get caught up in the trivial things of life. They're not even important. And that's a distraction. You know, we just end up
distracted, and God wants us to get back on course. So now with the kingdom, Pastor Varin, what is it that you would say that's the most important thing that we can take away from this message on today? What is it that God is really trying to say to us here today?
He wants us to really just focus on Him and who He is and who Jesus is and who we are. That's the focus. Who He is as a Father, who Jesus is as a Son, and
yes.
who we are as the children. That's our focus, not
My
any
God.
Of the other stuff. Our focus is God is the Father, and He's everything that we need Him to be. Jesus is the Son. He's everything we need Him to be, Lord, Savior, and much more. And we are the children. We got to focus on who we are in the kingdom of God and not who the world says we are or what the world says we need to be doing or how the world says we need to measure up. We got to be with Him at all times. He said, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. And that's where our victory lies,
Jesus.
By abiding in Him, not in what people say or what the world is doing.
Amen. I tell you, called in at the right time and added the whipped cream on top, the cherry on top of the sundae, because we do need to regain our focus. I mean, it's so simple, but it's just so true. And a lot of people are reaching. You know, I see people reaching for straws. I see people reaching for new revelation. I need new revelation. I need to get beyond what the words in the Bible are saying and try to come up with a fancy new concept. But God never called us to do that. You know, God's word is adequate, you know, and it's powerful and it's alive and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, you know, cutting the soul, and spirit, even down to the very soul of a man, you know.
Rebecca,
need to bring back. Yes.
If I can say this, and I apologize, I really apologize sincerely for cutting you off, but I had to throw this in there since what you just said in the last minutes that you got left. Why would He give us a new revelation? We can't deal with the revelation He put in the Bible. We can't live up to what He's telling. We cannot be obedient enough. We cannot lead enough that we're supposed to be leading. We're not all supposed to only supposed to be following. We're supposed to be leading too. He's leading. We're following. We're leading. Therefore, we're all going to the same place. So if we cannot even grasp on to what He already has there, why in the world would He want to give us more?
That's good. That's good. Amen. And He's given us more than enough. Everything that we have is within those 66 books of the Bible. And, you know, it's amazing how when we look, I want to just put a warning out there for people who preach the gospel and who are sitting, you know, under the gospel. When we look for new revelation, when we look for something that is not really outlined in the Bible, then we start preaching only revelation and we get away from the gospel and the word of God, then we are leaving God's power behind, okay? I want to give you a scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians, and I knew God gave me this for a reason. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Which reads, 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Huh. My God. So the power, the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. And that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. Mother Bailey talked about the power of God that was there at the baptism of Christ. The Christ was there, the Holy Spirit was there, the Father was there, the fullness of the Godhead was there. Jesus talked about, I'm not going to leave you confidence, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Anybody who receives Christ receives that power, that dunamis, amen. So it's not about how many fancy words we come up with, but it's about allowing this power of God to be evident in the very words that we speak. What I'm saying is when you got the power, the words will be vessels of power. So your words will carry forth God's power and you'll be able to speak healing,
Speak manifestation. Speak your bills being paid. God will be able to open up the windows of heaven. You will have what you say. It's just only a minute. I can't really elaborate on that, but your words contain power. And when you speak the word of God, you're speaking God, forth God's power. So, look, your Bible, our Bibles have a lot of words in it. We don't need a whole bunch of new words. We just need to get what's in the Bible and speak forth that word that's contained within the Bible. God said, if you meditate on my word and delight in my word, you will make your way prosperous. Everything that you do will prosper from Joshua and from Psalms 1. We got to stay in the word, people of God. We just have to stay in the word. Amen. Well, my time is up. I thank everybody for calling in. Pastor Darius, did you have any final remarks? You're my last caller. Before we go off the air, tune in next week, everybody, at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Woman to Woman. Pastor Varian, did you have anything, final thought?
You know, the only thing I want to say to my brothers and my sisters in Christ is just, you know, just go for him like you've never went for him ever before in your life. And watch him bring forth whatever you've been praying on, miracles that you need to happen, family members that need to be saved or the ones that are lost. So watch God just do a new thing, if we'll do a new thing.
Yes, my God. Thank you so much for the voice, and I concur. I agree. I thank everybody for being with us on today. Pastor Barons, I look forward to seeing you again in the future, near future.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Rosa Bailey Williams, Mother Rosa, Erica, Gazelle, Dana, 12L, everybody in the chat room, if I don't say your name, charge it to my head, not to my heart. I love you, Pastor Anthony. I see somebody in the chat room said that spirit is present. I feel it. The Spirit is present. The Holy Spirit is present. 12L, again, you've been a blessing. I don't know if you can still hear me, but that's our desire, that when we come and congregate together, Jesus said, if two or more will come together in my name, then I will be in their midst. Amen. So it's our prayer here on Woman to Woman that every time we come together, that it's not just us speaking empty words, but that the Holy Spirit is with us. See, I need the power of the Holy Ghost because I can't do this in my own flesh. And I want to say to you women of God, all of you women of God, I know everybody's, I don't know if you're streaming and hear me, but everybody's still on the phone line. I want to say to you, you have enough. You have enough. You, the Father, Mother Rosa talked about it. Jesus said, I will be in them and you will be in me and we will be in them and we will all be one. What Jesus is saying is that not so you just get the Holy Ghost. He said, we will come and abide with you. He said, let my words abide in you, you abide in me, my words abide in you. He said, I'll be with you. And it's not just the Spirit of God, but you got the Spirit of God in you. You got God with you. You got the Spirit that comes upon you. You have enough. I'm not saying you are enough. I'm saying you have enough. You have enough. You are equipped with enough with God to go out and make a difference in the kingdom of God. Amen. To make a difference in this world for God's kingdom. Amen. So don't hold back. Gazelle, don't hold back. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting God. Amen. Keep moving forward. Mother Bailey, don't let nothing stop you. I know you won't. Keep moving forward. Everybody, Erica, Pastor Varians, I sense you have some challenges. But God is bringing you out, and he's bringing you over. I just see you coming out and over. I see you being elevated, amen, and God doing something fresh and new in your ministry, amen. I see you struggling off an old garment. You outgrown some stuff, amen, and God's elevating you in the spirit, amen, and he's putting on something, another mantle, and it's too big for you, but God says you're going to grow into it. You know, he's growing you up into it. Amen. He's stretching you and he's challenging you. So just receive it and know that God is at work in your life. Pastor Darius, that word is for you. Amen. So go in peace, my sisters. Be with me next week. I don't know if I'll have a guest, but I know together we can make it great for God's kingdom. And then on the next week, I'll be launching my book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. If you could come to Elizabeth, please come out and be with me. Your being there will encourage me greatly. If you can't make it to Elizabeth, we'll be online, and I pray that you will be in the place. So God bless you. I love you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.